The trees on the way to the camp were serene. Thousands of trunks rose from the ground. Sunshine peered through the German scenery. My eyes were fixed on the scene. I kept searching for a sign that we were arriving at a concentration camp, a mass grave, someone running away, anything that wasn't ordinary. But Buchenwald looked so normal. The gravel was typical, the sky was gray, the houses even had a nice yellow paint reminiscent of a summer camp. We got off the bus, some kids chatting and laughing. I was silent. Our tour guide welcomed us. He was hard to hear over a rough wind. We ventured all around the camp, most of which had been demolished. When we opened the harsh metal gate to the main camp, I felt close to my mother, my grandfather, and my heritage. But I'm not Jewish. I had no relatives in the camp. Instead, my grandfather was one of the first to liberate this place. I could feel him here. It felt melancholy to be where his lifelong memories of horror and gratitude were born and haunted him the rest of his life. Now thoughts of the slaughtering and killing that had taken place on this very spot haunted me. The silence of the camp was worse than a graveyard, a silence filled with screams and gunshots for so long that it was still vibrating against the trees. How it must have sounded to my grandfather, arriving to bodies strewn on the ground as if they were not worth any more than loose change. Today, many of my chatty, laughing friends were crying when we returned to the bus. I wasn't one of them. I was proud to know that my grandfather had helped defeat the Nazis. I was filled with respect. I can't say that I've changed forever, yet I do feel different. I will never take death lightly again. And when I see an immature boy doing a mock Heil Hitler, I don't stand by. I make sure he knows that it's nothing to joke about, because no one should be able to take such pain lightly. With a perspective, I'm Meredith Johnston.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.